And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And we're continuing our talk on calving records this week. Lacey, give us an example for a record that might indicate a problem with a calf.
You'll see a calf maybe off by itself and it's bawling and maybe it looks hungry. And so thinking about that scenario and what questions you might ask yourself and build your record system off of that. So in that scenario, maybe you'd ask yourself, how old is that calf or when was it born? What cow or heifer does that calf belong to? Maybe which pasture that calf is supposed to be in, or maybe even the udder structure of the cow or heifer that that calf belongs to. All of those questions can work towards a record system that's going to help you remedy that situation.
All right. Hey, we'll have another example of a calving record when we come back.
It's the 51st year for Fry Angus production sales, Sunday, February 1st at 1 o'clock. As always, at the Fry Angus Ranch, just south and west of Granville, North Dakota, there's a complimentary lunch in their heated barn at noon. Offering 100 performance-tested yearling Angus bulls, 100 commercial Angus bred heifers. There's a volume discount, free delivery, and the cattle sell with a Fry guarantee, none better. Go to the website for details, FryAngusRanch.com. Sunday, February 1st, Fry Angus, the brand of performance.
Get ready. The Frontmen are coming to Skydancer Casino and Resort on March 20th. This supergroup features Larry Stewart of Restless Heart, Richie McDonald, formerly of Lone Star, and Tim Rushlow, formerly of Little Texas. Together, they bring powerhouse vocals for one unforgettable night. With 30 number one hits, it'll be a night of harmonies and unforgettable songs. Doors open at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at SkydancerCasino.com.
Talking calving records with Lacey Quayle today on Ranching Issues. And Lacey, weaning is another important production season. Tips in this scenario.
Maybe at weaning, you sort off those prospective heifers. Some records that could be really important in this scenario is, again, what cow or heifer that heifer calf belongs to, if she was raised by that same cow or if she was a graft, maybe how long that cow or heifer has been in your herd, and when the heifer calf was born during the calving season. There's a lot of research in this area that keeping heifers that are born at the beginning of the calving season tend to have a longer productive life and more productive in the herd. And so building a record system off of that to be able to answer some of those questions would be key.
Good stuff, Lacey. Thanks. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Fry Angus production sale, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.